Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next half hour, we're featuring all songs that went to number one on a variety of charts from 1970 and 1971. This half hour, we'll hear from Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Diana Ross, the Jackson 5, Stevie Wonder, the Supremes without Diana Ross, and Gladys Knight and the Pips. Well, coming up, a great number one song. We're going to hear the UK version of this song, The Tears of a Clown, with Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Well, this song's origin went back to 1966. At a Motown office party, teenager Stevie Wonder handed Smokey Robinson a tape of an instrumental jam. Well, Smokey recalled that Stevie came to me because at that time at Motown, we were doing a lot of collaboration. Guys who did great music, who didn't necessarily write songs, would give the music to somebody who did. And on the other hand, guys who wrote lyrics, who didn't do the music, would give their lyrics to guys who did music. Well, Stevie wanted me to write some lyrics. Well, the music was awesome. The opening, that's a circus thing. Smokey further recalled, I just wanted to write something that would be profound about the circus and touch people's hearts. And the only thing I could think of was a sad clown. A clown who made everyone happy while he was sad because he had no one to love him. Well, Tears of a Clown became a great hit in Britain on August 1st, 1970, and stayed there for more than 3 months. Smokey wasn't aware at this time, and he got a phone call saying that you got a number one hit. Well, Smokey was taken aback for not so obvious reasons. He had planned to get off the road at this time and didn't want to tour, and he wanted to leave the Miracles. Well, instead, they were met with a rush of offers and growing sales for the song back in the United States. Except, the United States version was different. Motown overdubbed a drum part and slowed down the track, and as usual, mixed it in monophonic, while the UK version was in stereo. Well, here is the stereo UK version, right here on Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon. just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry. If you should miss my lover one of these old days, if you should ever miss the arms that used to hold you so close, or the lips that used to touch yours so tenderly, just remember what I told you the day I set you free.
Love, I'll be there. he doesn't, I'll be there.
Third number one song from the Jackson 5, reaching number one in the U.S. Billboard charts and number one on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1970, I'll Be There. Before that, Diana Ross on her own at this time, number one on both charts from 1970, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. And we started with the U.K. version of Smokey Robinson and the Miracles' great song, The Tears of a Clown, and that reached number one in the U.K. in 1970. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature number one songs from 1970 and 1971 for the balance of this half hour. Well, coming up, a number one song on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1970, a great song by Stevie Wonder, Heaven Help Us All, written by Ron Miller. This song was Stevie's follow-up to the great song we heard the last half hour, Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours. And Stevie returned to Ron Miller, the man who sealed and delivered seven of his recent hits, notably For Once in My Life. Well, Heaven Help Us All contained echoes of two of the year's best-selling singles, Simon and Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Waters and The Beatles' Let It Be, and addressed social issues. Here is Stevie Wonder, Heaven Help Us All, right here on Motown Memories.
Heaven help the child who never had a home. Heaven help the girl who walks the streets alone. Heaven help the roses if the bombs begin to fall. Heaven help us all. Heaven help the black man if he struggles one more day. Heaven help the white man if he turns back away. Heaven help the man who kicks the man who has to crawl. Heaven help us all.
Oh, yeah. on SoundCloud, motormemories@yahoo.com. That's motormemories@yahoo.com.
Without Diana Ross, that was Stone Love reaching number one on the rhythm and blues charts from 1970, and we started with a beautiful classic Stevie Wonder song, Heaven Help Us All, number one rhythm and blues from 1970. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We just featured all songs from 1970 up until this time in this edition of Motown Memories. Now we're going to move to 1971, a number one song on the rhythm and blues charts by Gladys Knight and the Pips, If I Were Your Woman. Well, If I Were Your Woman was released in November of 1970, and the B-side of this 45 was The Tracks of My Tears. It was written by Gloria Jones, Clay McMurray, and Pam Sawyer, and it was produced by Clay McMurray. Before this song became a big hit, Glennis had previously had a hit with a song called You Need Love Like I Do, Don't You? And after this song in 1971, she had a hit with I Don't Want to Do Wrong. This song was recorded by other artists, most notably by Stephanie Mills. And her version peaked at number 19 on the Hot Black Singles chart in 1988. Well, here is Gladys and her Pips right here on Motown Memories.
If I were your woman,
and you were my woman,
and you were my man. She tears you down, darling, says you're nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
But I'll pick you up, darling,
pick you up when you fall.
When she lets you fall, you're like a diamond,
shining.
But she treats you like glass, yet you beg her to love you. But me, you know.
You were my woman.
He is what I do.
6 and 5 with a number one song on the rhythm and blues charts in the United States from 1971, Mama's Pearl. And we started with Gladys Knight and the Pips, If I Were Your Woman, number one on the rhythm and blues charts from 1971. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. This entire hour, we featured all number one songs from 1970 and 1971. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all the artists featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.